I am scared as heck.
Kamala Harris was on The View the other day where Kamala Harris did what Kamala Harris does. She went on an unhinged word salad, and of course, the Democrats, propagandists on The View just went along with it and never pushed back on what she was saying. Alyssa Farah, who pretends to be a conservative on TV, but really just another liberal on The View, independent thought is not allowed on the mainstream media. But we will cut through the lies and misinformation today's show, giving you the facts. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree or disagree with Kamala Harris' statement? And make sure you subscribe to the show and smash that like button for the sake of engagement. All that and more today on the Cash Lauren Show. Join in a conservative conversation. Well, folks, we are in full swing of the primary season with the New Hampshire primaries less than a week away. The Democrats don't have primary season this year. They have already locked out any challengers to Joe Biden, thus guaranteeing that he will be the nominee, barring some strange intervention. But they have to send someone out to campaign, and Joe Biden has proven time and time again he is not up to the job and not able to go out and talk to people. He can't even figure out how to get off stage or mumble his way through unscripted lines. Even when he goes on friendly fake news networks to talk to them, he has a hard time getting a sentence out and makes his entire campaign look bad. Therefore, the Democrats are panicking and they have a lot of trouble because they have a very strong Donald Trump just around the corner that he very well could lose to. They must do something. And so now they're trotting out what I believe is the worst politician I've ever seen in my life, Kamala Harris. And she happens to go onto The View, another very friendly Democrat propagandist, to talk some talking points with them. You make no mistake about this. They are fake news, part of the Democrat propagandists, just like CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC. They are all propagandists for the Democrats. They do not care about reporting the news. They do not care about giving your opinion. They think that their job is to tell you what to think, and it is their job to decide what you should and should not know. They are the elites. They are your betters. And how dare you think for yourself or challenge anything that they tell you to think? That is how they look at the worldview. And it is their job to put people in front of you like The View does today, that then goes on and does the talking points and has nothing in response, no pushback whatsoever, when they easily could have dismantled everything Kamala Harris was saying if they were truly did care about reporting the news. I'm going to play several clips for you today from that View interview, starting with this one here.
What are you going to do to stop the crazies? I am scared as heck.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm traveling our country. You know, there's an old saying that there are only two ways to run for office. Either without an opponent or scared. So on all of those points, yes, we should all be scared. A person running to become the commander-in-chief was admitting he would weaponize the Department of Justice. These issues in terms of how we are doing on a daily basis and how our democracy and our country is doing are inextricably linked.
She is right to be scared as heck, of course, but not for the reasons that she is claiming, because they are going to be losing badly to Donald Trump. Biden's numbers are just like him in the basement, and they can't find a way to get out. He is doing terribly, but not for the reasons, of course, that she is claiming. It is for the economy. It is always about the economy. And I want to ask you to listen to the show. What are your grocery prices like now that Joe Biden's been president? What are your gas prices like? How is inflation doing for you? Look at your 401ks. Everything that we call kitchen table issues, everything was better under Donald Trump. It now is terrible. And Biden is to blame by his own policies. And they're trying to lie to you. But the American people are not falling for it and they don't know what to do. Kamala Harris and the Democrat propagandists over at The View are completely tone deaf to Americans and to what you are going through in your own home. And this is why Trump is doing so well. And this is why they're trying so hard to take Donald Trump out of the race, because they don't think they can beat him. I don't care what they say, they are lying. Donald Trump is winning and they are scared to death that he is so popular. The deep state's federal government has already been weaponized against their political opponent. How insane is it for Kamala Harris to say up there that the DOJ is being would be weaponized against them when they are weaponizing the DOJ right now against their own political opponent? They've had all these allegations for years, which in my opinion are completely fabricated against Donald Trump, but they sat on him, and then waited for an election year, and then boom, charged Donald Trump with all these crimes and all these civil suits all at the same time, right in the middle of election season. I gotta ask you, why would they do that? And I think you know the answers, because the point of this is election interference against Donald Trump and Republicans who would actually stand up to the deep state and to the uniparty. And of course, the propagandists of The View don't push back on this at all. They just let it go. And they should have been asking, like, what is Donald Trump actually be charged with? Has he actually done anything wrong? What has Joe Biden done? There's no mention whatsoever of Joe Biden's corruption. There's no mention of the Hunter Biden laptop. There is no mention of the policies that he caused, such as printing a whole bunch of money that caused this inflation, caused gas prices, caused groceries to go up. They don't push back at all because they're in the bag for Joe Biden. Kamala Harris goes on to talk about democracy. Democrats do not believe in democracy. When Democrats say democracy, what they mean is Democrats get what they want and Republicans cave to the slander and just sign bill after bill giving Democrats everything they want. This, of course, when she talks about democracy, is a bald-faced lie. When the Democrats use that word, or bipartisan, what they actually mean is Republicans cave and give them what they want.
Why is Biden getting the bad rap and not Trump? I don't get it.
Well, first of all, let me just address the issue directly, because I spend a lot of time with our president, be it in the Oval Office, the Situation Room, you name it. We have a president in Joe Biden who is forward-thinking in a way that we've not seen in a long time.
How could you look at a camera and say that? Why is Joe Biden getting the bad rap and not Trump? This is ridiculous. This is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in an enigma. How? I mean, Joe Biden is a Democrat. He is a sitting Democrat president. We're all just supposed to love him. The fake news network keeps telling us about how good he's doing. But everyone knows when they go and they fill up their gas tanks, when they have to go buy groceries, that this is not a good economy. And it is tanking Joe Biden. They don't know what to do about it. Kamala Harris makes one of the dumbest statements and calls Joe Biden forward thinking. He doesn't know what he's thinking half the time. He doesn't even know how to get off the stage. They're so scared of what he's going to say that they won't put him up even in front of friendly fake news networks that would do everything in their power to try to make him look good. He is in a lot of trouble and they know it. And next up is Alyssa Farah, who pretends to be a conservative on TV, but she is not. There is no way they'll let an actual conservative be on The View. She is what the Democrats want the Republican to be, someone who pretends to be one, but just gives the Democrats and says what they want. She asked Kamala Harris a couple of softball questions, pretending to be opposition, with no pushback again.
And
Vice President, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You. I'm glad to be with you.
Off of that, Donald Trump is facing 91 felony counts across four different indictments for a variety of crimes. Yet ABC's latest poll has President Biden's approval rating at 33%, behind Donald Trump's. In head-to-head matchups in a number of battleground states, Donald Trump edges you and President Biden out. What does it say that the party is struggling to compete with an unfit man who is very likely going to jail?
There's a lot to unpack there.
What's that last part of that?
So let's start with this. We are in the month of January. We've got 10 months to go until the election. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, and you've seen it even just this week, we are all starting to narrow in on what this election will mean. And frankly, in the midst of so many big issues challenging our world that, you know, are not binary, you know, it's not just one side or the other. On this one, there's a split screen that you can throw up and see. Yeah. And it's going to be the choice between what is about respecting our democracy, what is about competence versus chaos, versus someone who has called those who would attack our Capitol and try and undo the votes of millions of Americans in a presidential race and would dare to call those people who committed acts of violence patriots. Someone, again, who would weaponize the Department of Justice, who glorifies those people who are running countries in a way that is about themselves and not the people.
They just can't figure it out. How come we can't take Donald Trump out? Why is he so popular? They attack him, they charge him. They keep throwing civil suits at him that are completely bogus, and yet he does not go down. Every time they do something, Donald Trump gets stronger, and the Democrats just don't understand. He's about to go to jail. Why are they still voting for him? Look at all these charges we've thrown up, like some kind of communist trying to put their opposition in the gulag. And make no mistake, that is what they're trying to do. This is not about democracy. This is about Democrats keeping power. The Democrats, what they don't understand is they can't take Donald Trump out because they did not create him. They have nothing on him. The United States was so much better under Donald Trump. Your gas prices were better. Your groceries were cheaper. Your 401ks were going through the roof. And people remember that. Remember that we had world peace. And now under Joe Biden, everything is falling apart. Everything that the Democrats accuse the Republicans of doing is happening under Joe Biden. And they can't figure out how to blame Donald Trump for the Democrat failures. And that is why they are losing. The American people understand that they are not going after Trump. They are going after you. The Democrats want to bring a totalitarian government to this place that will control every aspect of your life in the United States. They will tell you who to vote for. They will tell you where to live. They will tell you what you can eat. They will tell you how many taxes you have to pay. It will not stop. You'll be locked in public schools forever that are failing. This is what the Democrats want. They want to control every aspect of your life. Make no mistake about this. The Democrats are communists. The Democrats are socialists. The Democrats are the fascists. They are everything they're accusing the Republicans of being. And people are waking up finally and seeing this and seeing it for what it is. And they're finally starting to fight back at the voting polls and using their voice legally and patriotically. And that is why Donald Trump is in their way. And that is why Donald Trump is so popular, because they understand, the American people understand, they are not going after Donald Trump. They are going after you. They are not going after Donald Trump's rights. They are going after your rights. They are not trying to lock Donald Trump up. They are trying to silence you. They are trying to make it so painful that Donald Trump will not stand up to the deep state. But what they're really trying to do is make it so painful for Donald Trump that you are afraid to stand up to them. But we have the Constitution of the United States of America. We have a constitutionally protected right to stand up, speak our minds, and vote for our leaders, and the Democrats hate every moment of it. But the Constitution protects us, and God bless the USA. Now, you heard Alyssa Farah sneak that last part in there, trying to throw Kamala Harris a softball. He is very likely going to jail. I mean, we've charged him with all these crimes, 91 accounts across 4 indictments, so he must be guilty. And there's, again, no pushback. They're saying something like, everyone is presumed innocent until proven guilty. That is part of the U.S. law. No mention of that. There's no mention of all the problems that Joe Biden is facing right now with all his investigation to his son and to his corruption. Just imagine if they had the laptop from hell and it had Donald Trump's last name on it or Eric Trump's last name on it. Think about what that would be like right now. It would be nonstop 24/7 across the fake news network. Because it's a Biden, they're trying to silence all of it. Kamala Harris brings up January 6th like it was the worst day in American history. And yes, there were some bad actors in January 6th. A very small percentage, right? Isn't it like a Barack Obama who said, don't blame the actions of the many on the few? But they're trying to paint it as like it was like the Civil War or 9/11. When we know that vast majority of people, they were peaceful and patriotic. And as more and more film is released, and hopefully we will get all of it someday, we're seeing things like the doors were opened for the protesters. From the inside, we're seeing that most of them were peaceful. And hopefully this will come to light more and more as we get closer. And if Donald Trump becomes president again, and we can clear out the federal government and start to drain the swamp and empty the deep state, we can actually have an honest investigation into what happened January 6th. Unlike what just happened with the pro-Palestinian protesters that attacked the Capitol, that tried to push over fences, that tried to climb walls, you hear nothing from the fake news network. They can easily bring that up and say, why are these people not being treated as domestic terrorists? Why are these people not being thrown in the D.C. gulags? Well, I believe we all know the answer to that, and it's a two-tiered justice system. Then Alyssa Farah pretends to be a conservative again on TV and bringing up the border. I have to ask about the border security, she says. I don't want to, but I have to, because, of course, she has to pretend to be a conservative on TV, right? They have to pretend that they have controlled pushback to the Democrat narrative. So then Kamala Harris goes on the worst word salad of the night. And again, no pushback from the Democrat propagandists on The View. The crackling hens just cackle. Take a listen.
Border security. So 2023 was the biggest year for illegal border crossings, with resources stretched, fentanyl pouring into the country, cities pushed to the brink. Do you think this is a crisis, and what is being done to address the root causes of our immigration problem?
I think the segue couldn't be more perfect because, listen, first of all, everyone knows our immigration system is broken.
Right.
Okay. The first bill that we offered right after inauguration was to fix the immigration system, a comprehensive plan to deal with the immigration system. Do you think they've taken it up? No. We want solutions. The solutions are at hand. But frankly, we're in an election year. Mm-hmm. And the folks who want to return Donald Trump to the White House would prefer to talk about a broken immigration system instead of focusing on the solutions that are at hand and engaging in bipartisan work. Let's remember the days of George Bush, John McCain, even Lindsey Graham. Who agreed that let's fix this, let's work together on the solutions to fix this.
Yeah, but if you fix working? It, then it makes the Biden administration look good, and they don't want that.
But what are you doing to work with Republicans to try to solve this issue once and for all?
We offered a bill. We have offered that there would be, in the Senate, we have offered that there will be a bipartisan work to fix it. It literally was the first bill we passed. Oh, okay. And I think it's critically important that we understand that there are petty politics at play on this issue as much as anything. We need solutions. The solutions are at hand. We have to work on them together. We have offered, for example, that in our security package coming up, $14 billion that we would like them to approve.
Which Senate Republicans support.
To address this issue. And Senate Republicans support it. So, hey, let's all participate in solutions if we want to call ourselves leaders.
Kamala Harris is bold-faced lying about the border. And now I'm going to explain why this word salad that she goes on to is absolute hogwash. She is the border czar, but she has never even been to the border, to my knowledge. The bill she talks about does nothing to protect or close the border. I'm going to say that again. The bill she is talking about has nothing to do with protecting or closing the border. It was all about bringing in illegal immigrants here and giving them amnesty so they could vote for Democrats. Do not doubt me on this. And when she goes on to say we're in an election year, she admitted in front of camera this is the first bill that they brought up. Okay, so that was in 2021. They had 3 years to work with Republicans on this. How much process do they do? None. You know, because the Democrats expect to get everything they want and to give nothing to the Republicans. They will never secure the border as long as Democrats are in charge. They want people to come here illegally, and she is lying right to the camera about that. And the empty heads at The View, the cackling heads, they don't care that she's lying. They do nothing to push back. All they do is what these Democrat propagandists always do, is they cause the problem and then blame Republicans for the problem. And it worked for far too long. The Republicans have countered on this, and they've offered their own bills that secure the border, that finish the wall, that stop illegal immigration. And the Democrats have absolutely refused to shut down the border and secure our border. And the fake news network just continues to ignore it. Donald Trump was close to finishing the border wall. And the Democrats were willing to shut down the government in an attempt to promote to stop him from doing so. That's how badly the Democrats want an open border. The Democrats that love a big bloated government to rule over your life were willing to shut down their own deep state to stop a wall at our southern border from being built. Think about that for a moment. The Democrats want illegal immigration. The Democrats want an open border. They want as many people to come here as possible. Don't forget how Joy Reid said not too long ago that white Christians are the problem because white Christians don't vote for what Democrats want. So they're trying to bring people over here from socialist and communist countries, and then they're going to give them IDs, and then they're going to want them to vote in our elections. Do not ever doubt this. The intent of illegal immigration is to bring people here that they hope will vote for Democrats. When Democrats say let's work on a bipartisan, what that really is code for is that weak need Republicans just give them what they want. George Bush, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, that type of uniparty old school Republican who then goes with Mitch McConnell and he will get together 10 of his cronies in the Senate and make deals with Democrats to sell us out, to make themselves deals, and then give the Democrats everything they want. But the Republican Party is changing, and the deep state is scared to death because of people like Donald Trump who actually want opposition, who actually care about America, who actually wants the USA to come first, who actually do not just tell their voters what they want to hear, but will implement policies that will benefit us, the American people, instead of the deep state. But of course, the fake news networks, we have CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post, They all just push Democrat talking points. They are willing and just happy to act like state-run media. This is what you see in a communist country where all the media just does the talking points, does what the government tells them to do, and does not push back at all. And we're seeing that here, and they're willing to do it voluntarily. However, I think we're seeing a shift in the nation now as people want their voice to be heard. We conservatives are half of this country. There are a lot of people out there who think like you do, who care about America and care about their families and want to raise their children in a free society. We are half the country, and the elitists over the left media hate that we have a voice, and they're trying everything in their power to squish it and crush it. But we are finding ways, and I believe that citizen journalism is the future of this country, and citizen journalism is how we get our voices heard and is how we push back against the propagandists at the fake news network. And all this we're seeing now with illegal immigration, where they're trying to bring them here, they're trying to get them hooked on the welfare of the government, and in places like New York, where they're offering all these government services for free, right? California is offering free healthcare for illegal immigrants. They couldn't care less about our veterans or about our legal Americans, but they're trying to get them hooked on government welfare. Free housing, free clothing, free food, free shoes, free healthcare, right? All that stuff. So then they can document them and identify them and then push ballots and IDs to get them to vote for Democrats. And you, the American taxpayer, are going to pay for it. This is your money they are going to use to try to get a permanent voting class for the Democrats, just like they did to the black community. They subsidize single motherhood, creating high crime and poverty in black communities. And then the Democrats, who caused the problem, are getting elected because they promised to fix the problem that they created without any intent of actually fixing it. And that's why the black community, for more than 60 years now, have been voting for Democrats, even though they have done nothing to fix the problems that they created. And that is happening right now with the illegal immigration. Make no doubt about it. That is the Democrats' goal. I want to thank you for listening. Join in a conservative conversation. What are your thoughts about today's episode? Let me know in the comments and make sure you hit that like button for the sake of engagement. To reach the show, you can email the show at cashlaurenshow@gmail.com. And you can follow the show across all social media at The Cash Lauren Show. Join in a conservative conversation. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless the USA.